Nation.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome. What is going on, my peoples?
Drake's taking a stand against the Grammys. We've got the details.
Plus, did T-Boss shade Nicki Minaj? The jury's out, but she still might have to scrub her Instagram. We'll explain. All right, y'all. Bad Boy Bros, Pete Davidson, and Machine Gun Kelly just shook up the internet in they draws, y'all.
Ooh, boy.
In their underwear. Oh, let me just be, you know, correct. But Pete doesn't have Instagram, but he did take over the Calvin Klein account and went live with Machine Gun Kelly. Lord, I don't know if you call it an audition or a mock commercial, but the buddies goofed off in their tidy whities, and there was even food involved. Check it out.
This is the whole time.
Okay. Yeah,
and I do something like this, like, you know,
get all the people going.
Tanner and HK. Gary, I ain't gonna ask you because I really don't want to know, okay? But Tanner and HK, do you guys ever hang with your boys like this?
No, actually, like, when I'm hanging out with my friends, I actually have them more clothes. You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen guys just be hanging out in their drawers.
This ad is just all kinds of weird. It's so weird.
No,
but
it's
it
not.
Does give you a throwback
it's
vibe of the old school
kind. Yeah, I mean, all these hard men and they be big old women at the end of the day. But
so you be sharing pants popcorn with Miss Bruce and Miss Chuck?
We have on our thumbs, so
different.
We don't wear those.
That's
right?
Different.
It's one of those things, like, if somebody walked in on you watching and they'd be like, yo, what are you watching? Nothing.
Yeah, right. Are you watching OnlyFans or are you watching Instagram? Like, what's going here?
It's like when you know they ain't trying to holler at each other or nothing.
Exactly.
It's all in fun. They're having a good time. They're just homies having fun.
Because that's what you do. That's what you do, Brett. When homies have fun, they order pizza and they walk around and they draw.
Yeah, me and my boys just hanging out on a Friday night, taking off all our clothes into our tidy whities, just prancing
they're
around the living room.
They're not walking around in their drawers. They just pull their pants down for the gram to have fun.
Brett, how you sound?
They
walk around
in
their drawers and just pull the pants down. That ain't... I love it. Okay, y'all. Most recording artists dream of being nominated for Grammy Awards, or at least they used to. But Drake has really flipped the script. So he was nominated for 2 awards at next year's ceremony, but he withdrew the nominations on the day that the voting began. All right, I'm still confused. Now, Drake was nominated for Best Rap Album and Best Rap Performance, but since voting has already started, the categories will stand with only 4 nominees instead of naming replacement nominees. Okay, I'm completely confused, so everybody please tell me, why would you even submit yourself for a nomination if you're going to withdraw?
To make the withdrawal a bigger deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But then you don't get the Grammy. Like, you got a really great chance of winning.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think Kanye West is also nominated in that category, and that's just something else for them to compete against. They got that free Larry Hoover concert going down to L.A. this week.
$7,000 a ticket.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I guess maybe if you remove yourself from the running, there is no competition. It's kind of like a weird olive branch. It gives them another opportunity, like, you know, to, like, say, I did something for Kanye. I don't know. I'm just, you know, reaching for straws.
But if I was the Academy, I would never let him nominate for nothing else again. He's messing up things like that. That causes confusion.
I think he's taking a stand because they snubbed The Weeknd and they've snubbed quite a few people and he's trying to make a difference. That's why I believe he's trying to do it.
Could it have been like kind of a temper tantrum? Because we know that Drake should have been nominated for more than 2 Grammys. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Possibly.
So could that have been, you know what, Kanye jumped on stage. That's what Kanye does. But could Drake be protesting because he's like, I should have been nominated for 6?
Absolutely.
He shouldn't be nominated for nothing, but what they nominated for, if I would have nominated for 6, he withdrew, so that would have been a big mess up again.
Yeah, I think it's a clout move. I mean, Brad, this is what you were talking about a minute ago. I feel like, not that Drake needs the clout, but it also, it raises a little drama. It makes people pay attention.
He takes a stand, yes.
Okay, all right. I'm still confused, but I got you.
I will switch it gears. It looks like T-Boz ain't too proud to beg for some understanding around here.
What?
So the Jasmine brand posted a video of Cardi B in Miami this past weekend telling security to let black women in the club. And a shady comment from T-Boz's Instagram account said, poor Nicki Minaj, with a bunch of laughing emojis.
Oh, she stepped in it.
Well, you know the Barbs don't tolerate no level of disrespect when it comes to Miss Onika Mirage, y'all. So they started coming for T-Boz on social media. But T-Boz was like, whoa, what's going on here? And claimed that her account was hacked while she was on Zoom. And she never said anything about Nicki. She went on and tweeted that somebody was blowing up her phone account, acting like they was Nicki Minaj's publicist. So the screenshot, the calls, and all that stuff got posted along with a message about the incident. Now, Nicki never addressed all the drama, but, you know, it's still out there floating around in the streets. What say y'all?
No, I was just going to say, T-Boz don't bother nobody. Just she don't chase that. Waterfalls.
Exactly.
All she do is stick to the rivers and lakes that she used to.
Right.
Amen.
Why? I agree.
Why, you know, and T-Boz is not social media savvy. Because you know when you come after certain people, when you come after Nicki, you got the barbs. Yeah. I didn't have that. When you come after Lil' Kim, you know, there are certain people you just leave alone. So why they gonna mess with T-Boz?
I definitely don't think she said this. I do believe somebody really hacked her account. She don't be in no mess. She don't be in no drama. She mind her business. She tends to her and her children. And, like, I hate this because she wouldn't do that. I know her personally, and I'm vouching and speaking up for her.
Yeah, okay. She might have somebody who handles her social media for her, even part-time. So just think about that. Think about it's like if you got to email somebody one time and you're like, this is my email, this is my password or whatever.
Honey.
And once it's in the emails, you never know who that's getting forwarded to.
Let me tell you something. I done had them barbs. I done had Lil' Kim's people. I said one thing. One thing about Nicki. And a barbs came. They was like, don't let it get started, auntie. I showed up at their house with flowers. I sure won't.
Well, moving on to more messiness, honey. This Jussie, a.k.a. Jussie Smollett trial, running over, baby, with all types of scandalous tea. So, y'all, we all know, honey, Jussie is on trial for allegedly hiring
Jussie.
He said Jussie on my screen. Jussie is on trial for allegedly hiring two brothers named Bolo and Ola to fake beat him up, honey. Well, baby, Brad. Honey, yesterday, Jussie hit the stand, honey, and testified that he had a sexual indiscretion with Bolo, y'all.
Oh, gosh.
An indiscretion. That's an indiscretion.
That's
a good word. Gary, now, Jussie claims that him and Bolo hooked up at a bathhouse and a strip club. He said the two got a private room, and then made out and did some other stuff together. Let's just say Jussie got the juices flowing with Bolo, as one does.
Oh, now, as a shake weight.
Yeah, let me tell you. Bola's big. That dude is
Bola
big.
Is a big guy.
For real.
Oh, my God.
Bola said that no such thing happened. He didn't even feel sexual tension between him and Jussie. So, guys, what in the Empire season finale is going on here?
If this is the truth, it needs to come out. And all he needs is receipts to prove something so people can really, really believe him.
See, Brad, I'm with you. I think this is, listen, it's a little awkward. It's a little tough to get through. But I feel like this is 100% true. I feel like Jussie's doing his best to come super clean and, like, get this all out there because that's his best hope of this trial not going really bad for
him. But the stories he's telling in court is almost worse than the stories that got him in court. Like, this is so crazy. You would think Tyler Perry wrote it.
I know one thing. Them bathhouses were very interesting, honey, back in the day because I used to go to them, and I could imagine what Jussie and Olo and Bolo was doing.
Olo and Bolo. It was only one, Bolo.
He's doing cocaine, having sex in bathhouses. He really is the gay Tupac.
Let's just keep Jussie in our prayers.
Let's keep Bola and Ola's mama in our prayer. Why would you name one Bola and the other one Ola?
Can we get them both mixed up? One is a Bolo fine and one is a Ola fine.
Bola and Ola.
Bola and Ola, some granola.
I want them to keep lying. This is fun.
Yeah, buddy.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, unfortunately, before we keep dishing, we have some really sad news to report. Nick Cannon has shared today on his show that his youngest son, 5-month-old Zen, has died of brain cancer. From all of us here at Dish Nation, we want to send our love and prayers for Nick, Zen's mom, Melissa Scott, and all of their family and friends, man. Unbelievable.
Well, moving on, you guys. It looks like Stevie J and Faith Evans' relationship is still on the rocks.
Yeah.
Now, as mentioned here on Dish, Stevie filed for divorce last month, but we saw the couple loved up on social media after, so fans were hopeful that they would get back together again.
Yeah.
But I guess not, because old Stevie J has requested Faith to pay him spousal support, y'all.
That's
womp, 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 womp. And if approved, she will be ordered to pay him a monthly fee. And he's also asking the court to terminate Faith's ability to be awarded spousal support from him. Now, what the hell, ham, cheese, and turkey is going on?
You don't want to give her spousal support, but you want to get spousal support from her.
Right.
What?
She's a big deal. Faith is a really big deal.
She was a big deal before you came. Yeah. She's going to be a big deal after you leave.
People come.
He had nothing to do with her being a big deal.
People come for men whenever they try to get spousal support. Like Kelly Clarkson just went through a divorce and her husband's getting spousal support and they ran that man into the dirt. Like, I'm just saying, it goes both ways.
I don't even think they were married long enough to where, like, anybody deserves anything from anybody. You know what I mean?
Y'all both like
for who y'all
like
were when y'all came
years.
Into the relationship.
Right.
And like, yo, listen, it didn't work out. You don't need to tap this woman's pockets.
But this is the deal, though, y'all. But last week, though, I'm sure y'all know that just last week, this bastard was on social media crying, honey, saying he's sorry for publicly embarrassing her. Now, he accused Faith of cheating, y'all. Then you think Stevie, honey, is getting a taste of his own damn message, y'all, because he finally met his match, honey, so Miss Faith ain't about to do it. Period.
You lost
Faith. it's a rough one because if Stevie J had something to do with making Faith Evans who she is, then let's talk.
Well, he did not. Oh, I thought he was a producer, Brad.
No.
He didn't produce all them joints for her?
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Oh,
no.
Well.
Like, he helped her produce her last album, though.
He didn't have any. Faith Evans was Faith Evans before he walked on the scene. Now, if you did something to lift her up and do it, then maybe spousal support. But this is just, you just trying to get money from her.
And he married her after she had lost her after she lost Biggie. That was his friend.
But there was a long gap of time between Biggie's passing and
getting
together.
Like, a part of that's part and parcel of him accusing her of cheating. Like, this is a whole legal scenario, a legal plan that he's trying to lay out. Otherwise, if she didn't cheat, then he's got no grounds to even ask for this.
I really hope she had a prenup, because in a prenup, you can state no spousal support.
Yo, legit, I thought, like, he accused her of cheating because she, like, was sneaking out to go do the Masked Singer. And then when I found out that he knew that she was doing it, I was like, oh, okay, we strike that for the record.
And this is crazy that he's turning these tables on her, because we all know from watching those shows that Stevie is the cheater. He's the one that does all the crazy stuff, so I don't know about this. And we, nuh-uh. Faith Evans, my
like
girl.
It.
I don't like it. I mean,
we
if you're a man, get a damn job. Work. Do some music.
Produce. Get a job. Make a beat.
Team Faith over here.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Wouldn't it be nice to have your own personal masseuse wherever and whenever you need one? Well, this might be the closest thing that we could ever get to it. It's the RBX Heated Shiatsu Massage Pillow. It auto-reverses each minute to mimic the motion of an in-person massage experience. Your zen awaits.
Ooh, honey, can I massage my feet with this?
Gary, even your crusty feet have a chance with this joint right here, because this massager with the optional heat mode features four large nodes to provide relief for your neck, shoulders, upper back, lower back, waist, calves, legs, feet, arms, you name it. Plus, with
you
the wall power adapter and a car charger, you can take your massager on the go to release stress and help make those muscles relax.
I need this, HK. How much?
Now check it out. Usually, this massage pillow has been seen as high as $90. But for the Dish Nation family, it's only one for $25.
Oh, $25?
Yup. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Up next, Erykah Badu tells critics, honey, to take a window seat, bitch, after her mentioning her age. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, my good Judy baby, Miss Erykah Badu, honey, is tired of the media saying she's a half of a century old, like it's some damn sort of a big deal. Now, Miss Erykah, a.k.a. Fat Belly Bella Baby, she tweeted, why every time there is an article about a woman over 30, the journalists y'all mention the age, why? Mm-hmm. Now, Erykah Badu, honey, 50. Erykah Badu splits, honey. Erykah Badu had feelings, honey. Erykah Badu, it ain't my birthday or death day, damn it. So what does this mean? My grilled cold, though. Okay, Brad and Sherry, honey. Now, I don't understand y'all didn't struggle, but now I'm only 39 years old, according to Google, which I'm only really 38. But, honey,
they
you
got
ladies
a different Gary Hayes, honey.
Thank you. Now, you ladies are much older. You agree with Erica?
I love the much older. There is something that happens because Hollywood is ageist. I'm going to say that.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, they never started saying my age until I hit, like, 50. Mm-hmm. So it is. Everything you do is Sherry Shepherd 50, Sherry Shepherd 50. That's my middle name.
Is there things that a 50-year-old woman can do that that a younger woman can't do?
Yes, absolutely, Tanner. I know the difference between an orgasm and a stroke. So when you over there... Let me tell you something about a woman my age. When you over there and you think you're having sex, and a young girl be like, oh, my God, oh, my God. not. He having a good day. No, I know he having a stroke, and I know where to go in the medicine cabinet to get your medication. I also know the difference when you wake up at 4 in the morning and your legs is locked up. I know to go get potassium and magnesium to rub into your legs.
I ain't had to say nothing, girl. You made that point.
Thank you, Brad. I'm going to show you how to pick up a boob like a hoagie sandwich. I'm going to show you.
Not a boob. Well, Sandra Bullock probably knows about all that stuff too, Sherry, and she's opening up about accidentally bearing it all for Ryan Reynolds during the 2009 romantic comedy The Proposal. Now, during an interview, Sandra revealed that the one time that she was in a compromising position with Ryan's little member on the set. Check it out.
Ryan and I have these flesh-colored things stuck to our privates. You know, my hair is strategically over the nipples. And
perfect.
Ryan's little, not little at all. It's just whatever's there. And I don't know because I didn't see it. And then I hear Ann Fletcher from the darkness go, Ryan, we can see her sack. And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. She tried to fix it. She said what she meant, little member. Now, what do y'all think Ryan Reynolds' response is going to be when he hears Sandra Bullock call his member little?
He's going to laugh it off.
Yeah,
you
he's
going to
crack
guy.
A joke. Like, yeah.
What can you do when your member is little? You can't deny it.
Listen,
you
gotta crack a joke. I don't care if it's little, that's what it is. You got to rock. You have to be confident with what you got. Everybody was dealt a hand of cards.
Well, I would say this, if it's more than a mouthful, it's too damn much. How about that? Now.
Whoa, that made it weird.
Okay, that's
All right. But also, I want to shout out that director, though, because it's like a lovemaking scene on a set is like a real intimate thing. And then his beanbags hanging out, and she called attention to it. Sherry, have you ever been filming something and something pop out?
Yeah, and I scream, his sack showing.
So now, what movie is this we can see you in, Sherry?
Yeah, Precious.
That's
wow. Damn, Gary.
Conacy?
Wow. Fucking A.
Coming up, imagine being so rich you turn down $35 million for one day's of work. Oh, my goodness. We'll tell you what celebrity did just that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, can you imagine making that's $35 million, for one day's work? Well, George Clooney could have done just that, but he turned it down.
Oh, my God.
He said, I was offered $35 million for one day's work for an airline commercial, but I talked to Amal about it, and we decided it's not worth it. It was a country that, although it's an ally, is questionable at times, and so I thought, well, if it takes a minute to sleep away from me, it's not worth it. Talking about Amal Clooney, his wife, human rights lawyer. Could you imagine having this problem where you can turn down $35 million for a day?
Tanner, if he could have figured out a way to make that all rhyme, that would have been the hardest bar in rap history. You know, to be able to just turn down $35 million just because, we don't think they're an ally. I'm good.
That's an insult to every black person on earth.
This is, Tanner, this is not even rich people problems. This is rich white people problems, because even rich black people don't turn down a $35 million payday.
Sherry, for $35 million, I do a commercial for Country Cletus's Klan Robe Emporium, where I give $15 million back to the NAACP just to make it okay.
They had to just get over it. I would totally do it, too. Oh, my God.
That's what black people do. We always donated to the NAACP or the HBC. Like, I don't understand.
I would do shit for the I Hate Brat campaign.
Okay.
I hate that bitch too.
Where's my money?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.